News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Hi, 44 Galesburg's Evening News. Thanks for joining us tonight. I'm Will Stevenson. So I love, as we've got the chance to do a number of times on this program, talk about new businesses, including one that my next guest started not so long ago, and now she's already expanding into business number two. And it's a really cool thing that I know a lot of you have had the chance to perhaps take part in somewhere else, but now you don't even need to leave town to do it, or at least soon anyway. Escape rooms are the thing of the Downtown Escape, which will be starting soon here in Galesburg. And one of the people making that possible is Kate Bullis, who is in the studio. Welcome. Congratulations in advance.
Thank you, Will. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, very glad to have you. Kate, you'll recall we talked to once before when she started KWB Paints on Main. First things first, how's that going?
Paint shop's going really great. I really feel in my groove over there and enjoying it and excited to start the second endeavor.
That's wonderful. And I remember talking to you. You didn't necessarily have a background with paint before you started this, but as you said, it sounds like it's turned out pretty well so far.
That is true. I mean, sales I kind of have through experience. So, no, my background's really in event and tourism management. And so that's what has been fun about this new one. Is that I get to kind of dive into that event space a little bit more with this new endeavor.
Yeah, I was going to just say this kind of a thing is the sort of a thing that kind of you can relate to, right,
in some ways? Oh, definitely. Especially growing up in the theater here in Galesburg, this is very theatrical, and a lot of what we do with it is very theater-centered, set design, and even kind of acting a little bit from the Game Masters. So kind of taking in a lot of different pieces from my experience.
Well, and I shouldn't even really say that this is your second endeavor. You're involved in some other things too, right?
I am actually. I mean, these are my two main endeavors,
okay,
though. These are the ones that I'm primary focusing right now.
Fair enough. For folks who don't know, tell me about the general idea of an escape room.
Okay.
Sometimes I refer to that as, you know, as my bedroom when I'm trying to get up in the morning, but it's probably a little more involved than that, right?
It's slightly more involved. I mean, who knows? Some people black out their bedrooms. It could be very similar. But this escape rooms, I like to kind of explain like being a small black box theater.
Okay.
So you go into the space and you're not necessarily locked in. Some companies will actually lock you in with a panic button. We will not be actually locking you in, kind of make everyone feel a little more comfortable. But you
can
go into
bring
the space.
My own panic button?
I know. No, well, you can bring your own panic button. Absolutely. It may or may not help you, though. So,
oh, okay. Like, darn the lock.
But you'll go into the space, and it might be decked out as, say, a doctor's office. And then there's going to be some story, like the doctor is running late for an appointment and you need to find his records before said appointment arrives in 60 minutes and get out of the office before he catches you snooping. You know,
okay,
it could be something as simple as that. There's all sorts of genres and themes that can be used, though.
It's the sort of thing where, you probably shouldn't have a lot of anxiety if you try to do this, but two, it seems to me they speak to critical thinking skills, right?
Very much so. So the whole point is you're kind of finding clues and solving puzzles in order to solve a large, grand puzzle.
Okay.
So critical thinking skills, team building is a big part of these as well. You need to rely on your teammates to kind of be able to solve different aspects of different puzzles that maybe aren't your strong suits.
I was reading on your website that this was the sort of thing for that can help with like groups of coworkers and that team building aspect.
Yeah, so we all remember the old high ropes courses and stuff that corporate groups used to take their events to. Well, this is the new thing for those businesses to start doing. The nice part about it is escape rooms are a lot more accessible and less physically demanding. So it really can be a more inclusive event when you're doing team building for coworkers and employees and stuff.
And it sounds like the kind of thing that might appeal to, you know, like how businesses have sponsored like softball teams and things like that. If you're not athletic, that this is the sort of thing you can do and
anybody
you'll be
can
all
do
right.
this. Yeah, anybody can do this. And now there are escape rooms of all different types, but ours specifically are going to be really geared towards family. We want everybody to be able to come enjoy them. So, you know, we're going to make sure that they're pretty family friendly, you know, still pretty difficult. We're going to make sure that we have age limits when necessary and that kind of a thing. But we are definitely gearing towards the family with ours.
We'll talk about the rooms you're planning in just a moment. But above everything else that we've said here, what kind of made you want to pull the trigger and do it?
So I guess there's twofold. My partner, John, he's been wanting to do this for well over a year, yeah. And he has been talking about it nonstop. He loves escape rooms, and so he finally was like, I want to do this. For me, personally, I am excited to see something to do in Galesburg.
Yeah.
It makes me so happy to be able to bring an event, something that we can, you know, it's not a bar, it's not just another restaurant. Like, let's go make an evening in Galesburg.
Not that there's anything wrong with those
things. Not at all. But, like, now we can really add that event aspect to our evening out in downtown Galesburg.
You know, I'm glad you said that because I hear people all the time say there's nothing to do in Galesburg. And then they sometimes throw the caveat on, oh, it's got to be low cost or it's got to be free or I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously you need
to
make money.
You can't have the best of both worlds, unfortunately. Yeah. I think there's sort of a balance you got to find there.
You need to make money on this business, but you also want to do something fun, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, first, let's we should probably back up first and say you're not quite ready to start yet, but it sounds like you will be soon.
No, yeah. So we have our website launched, and we're going to be opening up booking next week. But our grand opening weekend will be the weekend before Halloween, October 25th, 26th, and 27th.
How perfect.
I know. We kind of thought that'd be nice. And we're actually going to kick it off with a tournament-style weekend.
Okay.
So we're going to invite groups to sign up in six or more, and we'll give them a discount at that rate, and then we're going to have a grand prize for each room.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And you have three rooms that you're planning, and they're different themes, although at least one of these three seems like, at least based on what I've seen here, is kind of maybe perfect for Halloween, right?
Mm-hmm. So what we plan to do with our themes is each of our themes is going to be tied to Galesburg in some way.
Okay.
So we're actually opening with two rooms. The third room will be opening at the beginning of 2020.
Ah, okay.
So one of the first rooms is called Save Galesburg. It's Log City Cabin. You actually get sent back in time, and you got to save Galesburg before the arch nemesis comes through and ruins us all. So kind of a silly, fun, you know, abstract sort of storyline.
Is there arch nemesis Monmouth? Or?
I know. No, I don't name real names.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Because this is, we got to keep this super inclusive for all of our neighbors,
there
right?
There you go.
And then the second room is actually going to be a carnival theme.
Oh, wow.
So you'll see a Ferris wheel appear in there at some point and, you know, kind of touching on some of those things. For those of you who don't know, George Ferris, the creator of the Ferris wheel, born and raised here in Galesburg. So that's kind of our goal. And then the one opening in 2020 will be train themed.
Of course. I would certainly hope
so. Yeah, right?
How'd you come up with the ideas?
Honestly, we did a lot of brainstorming just on, like, things that we recognize from Galesburg.
Sure.
And so we kind of started there. And then we did look at some other popular themes that you see running through other escape rooms. Mm-hmm. We don't want to be too abstract that people can't relate or connect to our escape room. So, you know, just kind of started there, did a lot of brainstorming, talked to people who have lived here all their lives and said, you know, what do you know about Galesburg? And these are some of the ideas we came up with. So
when I contacted you after I saw this starting to spread on social media a week ago, well, that's what did it. But what's response been so far?
It's, you know, I have to say, we weren't finished with the website when somebody found it.
Yeah, I noticed that. Yeah, it's a lot clearer than when I first saw
right.
it.
Right. Well, we hadn't published anything about the escape room yet. Like, we have been just holding off until we really set that final date. And somebody caught it and shared it on Facebook, and it has been spreading like wildfire. I mean, we're probably over 5,000 views easily.
That's fantastic.
It's been a really very, very cool response. We have lots of people already emailing us, like asking for, you know, if we're going to be hiring, you know, why isn't booking working? Please let us know as soon as you open booking, all that good stuff. So,
well, then for first of those questions, are you going to be hiring?
Probably not right off the bat.
All
I think we want to get an idea. We have, a game master for each room currently.
All right.
And I think we want to get an idea and kind of gauge what kind of business we're actually going to be drawing in first. But, you know, we definitely hope to be hiring another full-time game master.
And it looks like, that's great. It looks like you're going to be eventually having the opportunity to book online, right?
Yes. Actually, all of our bookings will be done ahead of time and online.
So, so you can't just come up to somebody last minute and say,
it's not just the walk-in kind of thing. Now, we will have, you know, if you go online and you see there's still bookings left for a room that's a half hour away, you can call in and potentially book that way.
Okay.
But there will kind of be like a 2-hour window where you have to actually call in if you want to book last minute. So
cost?
Cost is going to be, it's $28 a ticket.
Okay.
But we will have student, military, and senior discounts, which will be at $25.
Wonderful. And that's per person?
That is per person.
So you really want to get a group together to do that. I mean, it's going to be kind of boring to do it by yourself,
I mean,
right?
Yeah. a lot of these are geared to be able to work with partners. So some of these puzzles you might not be able to do with only one person.
Okay.
So we do actually have a minimum of booking with two people.
Right.
Each room will be 2 to 8 people. And you know, we really suggest groups of families, friends. It's great for date night. My partner and I, we use them for date nights all the time. And you know, again, like we spoke about, coworkers, businesses, sports teams, it's really kind of, it's a little bit for everybody. So,
and if you want to do this, how much of a time commitment should you plan?
You're looking at 1 hour.
Right.
So you want to show up a little bit early just so we can kind of give you the rundown. And then you have 60 minutes to escape. If you do not escape at 60 minutes, we will come and kind of show you the rest of the puzzle and let you know what's left in it and what you kind of missed out on. But our goal though is to really get everybody to complete the puzzle. We want everybody to feel like they succeeded when they leave our space. So.
Okay, I'm out of time, but is there anything else we should know about the Downtown Escape? Where is it?
Okay.
I can't believe I didn't ask that.
So the Downtown Escape is going to be in the Weinberg Arcade, third floor. It's on the corner of Prairie and Simmons.
All right.
If you drive down Prairie Street, you can see our logo up in the window already. We are getting super excited about it. So honestly, I really think that everybody needs to know this is meant for everyone. And like we keep telling everyone, you know, where do you go to escape? This is your new destination. So
the website is thedowntownescape.com. But any other way folks can contact you if they want to find out more?
info@thedowntownescape.com would be our email. And then I'll have Facebook Live here as soon as we hit booking live. So
great. And we will have a link to this with this interview when we post it soon here on WGIL.com. All right. Kate Bolas, one of the people behind the Downtown Escape. Congratulations. This sounds awesome.
Thank you so much, Will. I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for your time and best of luck with both your businesses.
I know. Yeah. Thanks. It'll keep you busy.